my God, I'm going past my time limit. I hope these guys don't mind too much.
They look tough. They're going to give us a hard time. I think that's what's
going to
happen.
Arthur had me going in three different directions over here, my guess.
Blame me. They're going to hit me first. That's what's going to happen.
But I'm sure they're going to put on a wonderful show. Aftertaste is the name of their show with Amalia and Erin. So stick around for that. Can I give a quick rundown of what I played the last half hour?
Yeah.
All right. See, they're cool. What did we do last half hour? Rick Blaze and the Ballbusters with Rockin' in New York City. The Thigh Scrapers, Greg Allen's Charm School. We heard Himmelfarb, Jay Allen and the Arch Criminals, and Odin Stone. That was it. That's it.
I went to Charm School. Didn't really work out.
I went to Broadcasting School.
Did you really?
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
Connecticut School of Broadcasting. You've heard the commercials.
I have.
All right. Yes.
So hang in there for Aftertaste. Great new show.
Yep. It's 91.
See you next time.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. Until next time. Oh, next week I got Psycho Positive from Hoboken, New Jersey.
Hoboken? Ooh, I'm
dying again. I was doing Bugs Bunny to the something about the woman, Sue. I was doing it. She's like, where the heck is that from?
Oh,
I'm like, Bugs Bunny. I love
Can't
how you,
miss on
I love
that.
How you know
yeah,
it.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to try and find that soundbite. But YouTube isn't working anymore.
Oh.
I wanted to find him, Bugs, doing that and play it as soon as they said they're from Hoboken.
Look, we got to get going. One of them pulled out a knife.
Okay. Thank you. Until next time. See ya.
forgive and raise it, because my life is 10 shades of gray. I pray all 10 fade away, seldom praise him for the 7 days. And like his promise is true, only my faith can undo the many chances I blew to bring my life to a new clear blue and unconditional. Skies have dried the tears from my eyes, no more lonely cries. My only leading hope is for the folk who can't cope with such an enduring pain that it keeps them in the pouring rain. Who's to blame for two and gain into your own vein? What a shame you're shooting aim for someone else's brain. You claim the insane and aim to stay in time for falling prey to crime. I say the system got you victim to your own mind. Dreams are hopeless aspirations and hopes are coming true. Believe in yourself, the rest is up to me.
Don't go chasing waterfalls. Please stick to the rivers and the lakes that you're used to. I know that you're gonna have it your way or nothing at all. But I think you're moving too fast.
Oh, you're moving too fast.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome back to Aftertaste.
Aftertaste. Happy Saturday.
It has been a long 2 weeks without
I know. Sorry,
us.
Guys.
Yeah, we are kind of out and about, which is...
Today, we have two special guests.
Very special guests.
Erin, do you want to introduce a special guest?
Yes, please. Today is Parents Weekend here at Tufts University, so... We have the parents right here in Studio A, which is crazy. So would you like to state your name and your relationship with me?
Hi, I'm Riley. I'm Erin's mom.
Wow.
I'm Mike, Erin's stepdad.
Wow.
Wow. Thanks for...
Favorite stepdad.
Thanks for joining us, guys.
Yes.
We
welcome.
We didn't know this till 5 minutes ago.
No, I like to... include
surprise, surprise.
Yeah, I love to include like a nice surprise, but this is their first time ever doing radio.
Ever.
Oh my gosh.
So, wow, we're training.
Yeah, I actually have like a story. When we were like maybe I was in sixth grade,
okay,
and me and my friends would go to the radio station and call in and
what did you say? Would you prank?
We're just like for a greeting, like a shout out. Aww. We would call like maybe 100 times.
Oh my gosh. That's,
that's
so
how we
funny.
Do it before.
I like that.
I'm trying to get my dad to call in one day.
He should call in today. It's Parents Weekend.
I know it is Parents
Where
Weekend.
Are you?
Dad, if you're listening, I miss you and I'm sad Aww. That you didn't. Well, actually, he's going to visit me later.
Yay,
but I'm the good. Youngest of four. Mm-hmm. And so after like the insane amount of Parents Weekends that my parents have mm-hmm. been to, they're like,
no.
What?
They're like, why would we do I'm that?
I'm your
for
parent
you?
Every weekend. Like, yeah, I don't.
Exactly. Exactly.
So today our theme is little college throwbacks.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So Erin has asked her parents about some songs that make them think of college. I've asked my dad and my stepmom about some Aww. Little throwback songs.
Yeah.
And there's one or two in here from Erin and I's
yeah.
songs that will come on in 10 years and we'll
oh,
think
gosh.
About our time in 432.
Yeah, for sure. But that first one was Waterfalls. By TLC.
Classic.
And what made you choose that song in particular?
It's just fun song, you know, we're driving around with your, you know, I bet you know your my friends Tita Bong,
yeah.
Michelle, and we would just like hang out.
We love that.
Yeah.
Back in the Philippines, everyone, they were screaming TLC back in the day.
Yep.
The day.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, we have a couple more selections.
Yeah. So up next, we have The Boy Is Mine.
Wow.
Which,
do you have is anything to say
yeah.
about The Boy
Brandy?
Is Mine?
No.
Yeah.
I just love it. We just love, we you know, this, we love Brandy.
Mm-hmm.
We love Brandy.
So.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Just the classic.
I think the juxtaposition between you and Mike's song choices are going to be crazy. Because,
oh,
guys,
between,
it's going to be like...
And between my dad and my stepmom's song choices, my stepmom went to college in Santa Cruz. Like,
Ooh.
She was, like, it's, like, full California. Like, she was like, any Cure song. Which I love.
Oh, my.
Right.
But, you know.
Yeah, totally opposite.
Yeah, let's
More
take
like
it.
Cal.
Let's take it to
But the hey, Freeform call. Radio.
Freeform Radio, everyone.
All right.
The boy is mine. Bye.
Excuse me, can I please talk to you for a minute?
Sure, you know, you look kind of familiar.
Yeah, you do too. But I just wanted to know, do you know somebody named?
You know his name.
Oh yeah, definitely, I know his name. But I just want to let you know that he's mine.
No, he's mine.
Seem to be confused.
mind.
This next one is from my stepmom. I actually picked the Cure song, but she said any Cure song. And this one also reminds me, actually, this reminds me of high school. I listened to this a lot in high school. So this is Just Like Heaven.
Get you.
is on. Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
That was Together Again, Jane and Jackson.
Mm-hmm. So this kind of like reminds me of the days when I would drive like 4 hours from Manila to Dagupan just to hang out with my friends. Mm-hmm. And by the time I get there, on the way, I would call our friend Bong, because he owns like a clothing store. And he would say, what outfit do you want? So I would call him, and then he will get the stuff ready, like a dress or something, or like a shirt, and then get dressed, and then go to the bar.
Go to the club.
Yeah.
I love that, with Janet Jackson.
Yep.
That's awesome.
So, yeah. With shout out to Michelle. She's listening. So
shout out Box.
And, hello. And Pita Box.
Oh my god. Thank you, Janet Jackson, for bringing joy to my mom's youth.
Seriously, criminally underrated Janet Jackson.
Yeah, now we're kind of going in a whole other different direction as we go into Mike's college days back in the Long Island.
Young on the Tufts parent scale, so late 90s, early 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we have Pearl Jam.
Wow.
Last Kiss.
Mm-hmm.
They came out when I was like 10 or 11.
You were in college and when you were 10 and 11?
No, I'm just saying. Pearl Jam, when 10 came out, which is now, 30-something years old, which mm-hmm. is kind of crazy, but... Last Kiss was, I think, released on some like Christmas thing that they did for fans, fan club release.
Okay.
Since I didn't know I was doing this until 2 hours ago, I had to look up top rock songs.
My bad.
1999.
My bad.
That's funny. Last Kiss was a cover of some band that I don't know the name of, but my parents listened to oldies, and I used to hear it when I was a kid.
Mm.
So.
Last Kiss.
Yeah.
Thank you, Pearl Jam.
Thankfully, I didn't have to live through what actually happens in the song. So,
let's see, guys. Open your ears.
Open your ears to Pearl Jam.
like such a when the leather runs smooth on the passenger seat. I would go out tonight, but I haven't got a stitch to wear. This man said it's gruesome that someone so handsome should care. A jumped up country boy.
but our throats were getting dry. Then we saw the man from across the road with the sunshine in his eyes. Well, he lived all alone in his own little home with a great big gallon jar. There were bottles too, one for me and you, and he said, hey, there you are. Oh, the water. Jetted myself from the mountain stream, yet it stung me to my soul. Saw me just like Jelly Roll, and it stung me, yet it stung me to my soul. Saw me just like going home, yet it stung.
Wait.
You're good, you're good. I can hear you.
Okay, I don't have my headphones on. That was "And It Stoned Me," Van Morrison. That was from my dad. Hi, Michael.
Hello.
Great song, love that album.
And before that was
This Charming Man by the Smiths, per request of Nana
Adjicum. So shout out, thank you for requesting some Smiths on this gloomy day.
Love me some Smiths.
Unsure what the story is behind that college nostalgia, but I hope that touched
she's okay.
Your heart. Yeah, I hope you're fine.
Nana, I hope you're okay.
But anyway, we do have a PSA for everyone to listen to per request of Michael Giuliano. So here we go. If you take public transportation, good for you. You're helping to save the environment and money too. ...
But if you aren't getting all the exercise you should be, you might want to consider walking directly to your destination instead of using public transport. Depending on the distance, once you factor in the time it takes to make your way to the T-stop, wait, and then get to your final destination from the station, walking the whole trip can actually be faster.
Facts.
It's true.
Facts. And even when it isn't, you're getting good exercise and saving even more money. For example, if it takes 45 minutes to walk where you want to go instead of 30 minutes using the T, you'll get 3/4 of an hour of exercise and fresh air for just an extra 15 minutes of your time. And that's a real healthy deal. This has been a public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
So true.
So true. Except that the T is, it won't save you time, guys. It really won't take save
no,
you time.
No, the T won't save you, which is why you have to walk everywhere.
It really is.
I made a new weekly goal to, now that I drive everywhere, I drive literally everywhere, even places that are like 15 minutes away from my house, and then I spend 20 minutes looking for parking. So my new goal is to just walk everywhere in Medford.
So, you know.
All right, yeah. We got the best band ever next. Like, if you would ask me when I was maybe 13, I would have said this is the best band after Taylor Swift. Blink 182. What's my age again?
Yeah, so Anima of the State. I think this is 1999. I think also 1999. What it reminds me of, we did go to Warped Tour in 1999, my friends and I.
That's awesome.
That was
okay.
Kind of a, I remember Ryan Callahan crowd surfing and losing his sunglasses. That was fun. This was, I mean, I think I first got into Blink when Damn It came out, which is probably one of my favorite songs of all time.
Mm-hmm.
And this was the follow-up to that. And emo's back. It's on the cusp of being back.
Oh, totally. Especially Midwest emo.
Blink is back.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a real sob story of a song out now, but this one is more on the goofy side of things. So, enjoy.
Yay.
Thank you.
Blink 182, everyone.
Yeah. Bye.
took her out. It was a Friday night. I walk alone to get the feeling right. We started making out and she took off my pants. But then I turned on the TV, and that's about the time she walked away from me. Nobody likes you when you're 23. And I saw more abuse by TV shows. What the hell is ADD? My friends say I should act my age. What's my age again? What's my age again? But later on the drive home, I called her mom from a payphone. I said I was the cops and your husband's in jail. The state looks down on the TV, and that's about the time that bitch hung up on me. Nobody likes you when you're 23. And I still more abuse my bank phone calls. What the hell is call ID? My friends say I should act my age. What's my age again? What's my age again? The time she walked away from me. Nobody likes you when you're 23. And you still act like you're in freshman year. What the hell is wrong with me? My friends say I should act my age. What's my age? That's about the time that she broke up with me. No one should take themselves so seriously. With many years ahead to fall in line. Why would you wish down on me? I never wanna act my age. What's my age again? What's my age again?
Looking good. she is, she's some kind of wonderful. Yeah. Now is there anybody got a sweet little woman like mine? Yeah. There got to be somebody, got a sweet loving woman like mine. Uh-huh. Well, can I get a witness?
Some Kind of Wonderful, Grand Funk Railroad, mm-hmm. as per request from my dad. He requested a live version, so I played a live version, and then he said that this was a live version he hadn't heard before. So,
Yeah, I like the ending. That was nice. Like,
I know. I like live. He said he used to play that with his band.
Aww.
All right, we're wrapping up. This is WMFO Medford 91.5. You're listening to Aftertaste with Amalia.
And Aaron. And who else is in the room, everyone?
Miley.
Mike.
Wow.
Thank you for joining us, for giving us a wonderful playlist.
Yes, and sharing the stories and the lore.
Yeah. Thank you for having us.
The college lore.
The college lore.
All right, we are ending on a final request from my dearest father.
Mm-hmm.
I Melt With You. Oh. Modern English.
Wonderful.
Thank you for listening. Happy Saturday. It's cold. The leaves are falling. Mm-hmm. They are crunching. Mm-hmm. I hope midterms have not killed any of you yet. I go to art school, so I don't have to worry about that.
Oh my gosh, goodbye, Smitha.
I had a knit project due.
The balaclava?
Yeah.
It looked really good.
Thank you.
It looked wonderful.
I was like stressing. I was like, I have a balaclava due at 9 a.m. My like psych roommate was like, shut up. All right. Thank you for joining us.
Goodbye.
This is Aftertaste and finishing off with I'm Out With You.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Making love to you was never second best. I saw the world crashing all around your face, never really knowing it was always mesh and lace. I'll stop the world and melt with you. You've seen the difference and it's getting better all the time. There's nothing you and I won't do.
Avast ye homeowners! Are ye plagued by foreclosure? Well, here at Jim, Lad, and Matey, we can stop your foreclosure now. We're a mortgage rescue company, and for the small fee of everything you hold dear, we will negotiate with your lender on your behalf, and we guarantee results.
Guarantee results!
Aye, the bird speaks the truth. Them's be the benefits of working with a true professional. So don't dilly-dally about. Listen to the wise counsel of your old pal, Honest Jim.
He can't be trusted!
Call Jim, Lad, and Matey at 1-800-YAR-YAR. That's 1-800-YAR-YAR-YAR.
If you're facing foreclosure, make sure you're talking to the right people. Speak with HUD-approved housing counselors free of charge at 888-995-HOPE. That's 888-995-HOPE. Brought to you by NeighborWorks America and the Ad Council.
And your friends right here on WMFO. Thank you, Aftertaste, for getting everyone ready for Acoustic Ceiling. It's Acoustic Ceiling time from 4 until 5 o'clock. I hope you're having a great, wonderful, meaningful Saturday. It's Parents Weekend. Yes, it's my weekend, believe it or not, right here at Tufts University. And it's a treat to be playing you all this music. Get ready, folks. I got lots of